I think he reminded us that there's choices made in every piece of tech that gets built, in every piece of software that's compiled. If we can leverage those choices to be not around our anxieties and fears, but to be around hope, I think we can start taking the right steps in a direction that regulates what's happening in the world out there so that democracy is ensured for everyone.
Some of it has to do with political and financial forces that are deliberately manipulating and spreading falsehoods that can have, you know, really dire consequences. The good news is, I think that everybody's identifying this now as a problem, partly because of what we've seen with the anti-vax movement online, what happened after January 6th, and the mythology that somehow last presidential election wasn't fair. They're seeing vividly in places like Ukraine the consequences of when you have dictatorships controlling information. Now, what we have to do is start figuring out what are the solutions.
It is unlikely you will be able to change those political structures immediately.
That then connected with the broader conference and conversation I had on stage about disinformation, misinformation. Our goal in the foundation is to train the next generation of leaders and give them platforms and connections and make sure they're not isolated and that they're learning from each other across borders. And uniformly, they're all confronting these issues about how do I deal with misinformation in my country, in my town? How do I get access to the public so that they know the facts that are affecting their lives? And so, you know, through the foundation, we're really soliciting from young people ideas and trying out a bunch of things.